Do you want to maximize your sales at art shows? I have the guest for you. My good friend Kristen has made over $250,000 at art shows, and she is sharing her 9 best strategies. Then the 5 key follow-ups she's taken after shows with customers that has made her so successful. You are in for a treat.
Welcome to the Empowered Artist Podcast, where you'll get all the strategy to sell your art online. I'm Jenna Webb. I've helped thousands of artists realize and achieve their dream. I'm an artist, marketing coach, founder of Artpreneur Academy, and your new art business bestie. As the how-to girl, I'll give you all the tips and tricks that will actually grow your art business. So tune in each week as we simplify art marketing, make selling your work fun, and elevate your artpreneur mindset so that you can feel like the badass that you are, even on the tough days. I am on a mission to transform the mindset and income of artists everywhere. So if you're ready to live your dream life as a full-time artist, let's do the damn thing.
Hey, Empowered Artists, I am so excited to welcome a very special guest to our show this week. Hi, it's Kristen Horg. Kristen, thank you for coming on the show this week. It is so good to see you, my friend.
I know, you too. It's awesome.
So Kristen and I met a few years ago when you actually took the Artpreneur Academy, and you were even a coach in our program for a little bit. But I just think of you as a friend.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what happens.
Yes. Let me tell our listeners a little bit about you. Kristen is from Sacramento, California, and she is the art show expert. Her artistic journey began in 1999 when she heeded a psychic's advice to delve into metal sculpture classes. She was enthralled by the medium, and she has since dedicated herself to transforming recycled metal into captivating works of art. Kristen, can you tell our listeners how many art shows you've done?
Yeah, I counted it because I knew we were going to do this. And I think I've done close to 200 art shows. Ooh. Yeah, if you think about it, I've done them for probably over 20 years.
Okay. Amazing. And how much have you sold at art shows? And I know you've done like juried art shows, art markets, just all together. How much have you sold?
Probably anywhere from about $200,000 to $250,000.
Amazing.
And I know. It's like when I'm like, where is that money though? Again, that's over like 20,000 years. I mean, 20 years.
20,000 years.
20,000 years. I'm that old.
So what is the biggest art show you ever did in terms of financial gain?
Yeah, I had a show where I made about $7,600, and the makeup of that was several big pieces. So I sold a $3,500 piece and about 4 $900 pieces and then some little pieces.
I can't wait for our listeners to hear your tips. That's awesome. So a little bit more about your art so our listeners can get a visual. You have a big passion for organic styles and vibrant colors, and any listeners checking this out on YouTube, I mean, that piece behind you is amazing. You and I love rainbows and purple. Kristen's got gorgeous purple hair. So check this out on YouTube if you're not already subscribed. Your creations evoke the beauty of nature and our planet. You draw inspiration from experiences like Burning Man, and your sculptures use fire, flames, and lighting. That is so captivating. And I love them. They're so unique. You have actually had some really notable projects like your 5-foot metal lotus flaming flower fire pit at Siegfried and Roy, which just gets me all jazzed because I love tigers, and large scale sculptures in the corporate world and public artworks in the Bay Area and Sacramento. Kristen actually shows her art in fine art galleries, co-op galleries, fine art and craft shows, and she's here today to give us some tips for absolutely killing it at art shows. So before we dive in, I know you've prepared 9 critical tips to get the most mileage when you make all that effort at a show. But can you tell other artists why you get excited about the chance to showcase your art in the unique format of an art show?
Yeah. And these art shows just are your kind of, I'm sure they're in every city and town, like the art and wine fairs where they cut off the streets and, or maybe they're in a park or something like that. I specifically try to go for the fine art and craft shows. And the reason why I love it is because it's a great way for my work to be seen by thousands of people. Maybe over the course of the weekend, maybe 50,000 people are coming through the art show. So I'm getting all this great exposure. I'll have a new series and then I'll be able to get feedback. You know how you're unsure sometimes about a new series, and it's like you can get feedback from people. And also you can get a lot of information from people, even if they don't buy from you. So I love that. And I love the energy of the art show. I'm always excited the night before because I know I'm going to meet a ton of new people and expose them to my art. And then the other thing that's happened over the years, like you, is I connect with other artists. So I have this huge network of artist friends and I get to see them, and we are always have each other's back. So,
absolutely. Yeah. There's nothing like having those true connections, and that's what we're here for in life. And so it's bringing it all to real life. There's a lot of work that goes into these. So what makes it worthwhile?
Yeah. So it definitely is. You drive there, you set up your booth, hang all your art, which is a couple of hours of work. But what I love is you're in charge, right? You're in charge of your price points, of your display, of the sales come to you. You're able to get all of the client's information. And you also, the best part is you get to keep almost all the money. Some of the art shows, they charge a 10% commission, which is classic, but that's a gallery's 50% commission. So you get to keep all that money and their people's email addresses and really have a lot of good conversations with people.
Yeah. And I think that is the biggest tip that our listeners can glean from today's show. I took a peek ahead at the tips here, and you go about your shows strategically. You're going to put a lot of effort into them, but you're thinking smart and you're thinking long term, you're thinking ahead. So we've really lined up some strategy for you today, you guys. And Kristen just mentioned she's getting email addresses of these customers. They're not just walking away if they don't buy something. She's making connections. There's thousands of people, there's exposure, and going about it strategically is exactly why we're having Kristen on the show today. Tell me more about why you get excited about these shows.
I am excited because it can feed my email list. But the other thing is those people feed my online sales too. And so they might not buy that first time, but maybe by the third or fourth time, because my pieces are higher priced, they will buy. I have one guy who I don't even remember him, and he's just called me and been on my website, and I met him at an art show. He never bought from me, but since then, he's probably spent $5,000 with me. So it's those kinds of things that you just never know. And those happen at those art shows.
For sure. Feeding your online sales is a huge benefit of these art shows.
I have cards. So of course, everyone has access to my website and all that.
Kristen, you are definitely a model student in Artpreneur Academy, and that's really focusing on your online sales and just your overall business knowledge. Were you able to transfer some of that knowledge to what you're doing at in-person art shows?
Absolutely. I remember after I took the pricing module, I wanted to get to it right away, but I wanted to have that groundwork of the rest of the content in the course. But once I got to the pricing, I actually raised my prices. And it was like I was really afraid of it. But I remember the next show, I did it for my next show, and I sold pieces at that new price point. And so I think the Artpreneur Academy showed me the formula and also gave me the confidence to actually ask that kind of price for my work.
That's fabulous. I love it. Hey, empowered artists, to grow your art business right now, check out the free resources in the show notes or head directly to jennawebart.com and see what's new. It's my mission to give you all the shortcuts, because when I retired from corporate to live my dream life as an artist, there was no example for me to follow. But as I started to grow a six-figure art business, I was able to map out a complete step-by-step blueprint. Thank you so much for sharing, following, and reviewing the show. Your support helps me keep creating this content for you. Now let's get back to it. Well, I cannot wait to hear about your 9 tips to kill it at art shows. So what would you say is the number one tip to set you up for success for a great art show?
The number one tip, well, this is really for you, but it's to dress comfortably. You're going to be on your feet all day. So wear comfortable shoes, but make it professional and make it part of your personality, because that's what people are going to be. They're going to be seeing your art. They're going to be seeing you. And so bring in your style, bring in your personality, but shoes, comfortable shoes.
Amen. I think that's the first thing I think about.
Right. Yeah. Unless you can be in heels all day.
No, ma'am. Unless that's your thing. No.
Right. Yeah.
What's next for us? Walk us through these tips.
So I'm not going to get into like huge sales taxes because you got that covered in the Artpreneur Academy. But I do suggest that as people come into your booth, you greet every customer that comes in. Be ready with answers about your art. A lot of those things, your why, be prepared to talk about your why and your art and what inspires you. And also be able to describe your process. So it's a good thing to have pictures in your booth of you working. And so that goes a long way to have a conversation with a potential customer.
Okay. This is a part I love in the conversation. You have to be prepared to talk about your art and why you create the art you do and what differentiates you as an artist. This is the first thing we fine tune in Artpreneur Academy, because this is where artists are missing the mark if your sales are dry. Kristen came in and fine-tuned this message, and then she excelled at it, and she practiced it so much after she fine-tuned this message. This is one of the first steps to leaving with the ultimate artist confidence and independence so you can have a full-time living as an artist. Absolutely. Engaging your customer and involving them in the process and getting them excited, because as soon as you start talking about your work, that passion is going to fire them up too. I love that tip.
Yeah. And then when they tell you that they like your work, right? And this takes practice, but don't just say, oh, thank you, which it is a natural response, but that kind of stops the conversation. So you want to come back with, oh, thanks, but tell me what you like about this piece. Or people say, oh, I love your work. And then you can say, well, what's your favorite piece in here? Or what do you like about it? Or the other thing I do is, again, I just start talking about the process. Well, I got this out of the scrap pile, and then I had to grind it and I had to weld it. And so I just start talking about the process to engage them in the conversation.
Yeah. I love tip number four, really just which one do you like? Because it narrows down their options and gets them saying yes in their mind and thinking about which one would they select if they were to select a piece.
Exactly. Yeah. And the next thing is, and this is easy to do, is be attentive to the customer. Don't judge a book by the cover, right? It's like, I've had so many different people walk in. I had like the grungiest guy walk into my booth and just like, I didn't even talk to him. He just turned around and was like, here's $2,000. I want this piece. And so you never know, right? Who's going to buy the art?
I love it. That's a great tip. Number five. What's tip number six?
So like I said before, have your email sign up list ready to go. And you can do it a number of different ways. You can print up a sheet and have their addresses, QR code to go directly to a sign up form, and then tell them why, what they're going to get. People are reluctant to give you emails, but you're going to hear about special offers or special discounts. So give them a reason why to sign up. I had a book that I wrote and I offered them a free chapter if they signed up for my email list. So
I love that. I think that people are going to be incentivized to sign up and excited. I mean, they already like you, but then they hear that you're offering something more and they're like, ooh, let me in.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Amazing.
And then the other thing is, when you do get that sale, have a receipt book there so that you can write it up, get their info. Again, another opportunity to get their email too. So you're writing it. So when you sell it, write down their name, and then you can also have it for your records. You can give them a receipt. I also have a stamp that I have all my info on that receipt. And so they walk away with my phone number and email address. The other thing I do is I put stickers on the back of my art with all my info on it too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's a nice professional look, and they should know how to get in contact with you if they have a follow-up question, and you must have that person's email address so that you can stay in touch with them, build that relationship, and you'll want to make offers down the road because they're the person most likely to buy more art from you if they've already purchased one time.
And if they have that, if there's a sticker, if it's a gift, then that person can just look at the back of the piece of the art and go, oh, I want another one of these, or I want to give this a gift to somebody else too.
So, right. And they see that and they want to learn about the artist. I want to know exactly. I want to go into your about page and learn about the artist who made this piece if someone gave me that as a gift. That's lovely. So 7 amazing tips. Walk us through your last 2 tips.
Yeah. So have packaging materials on hand too, to wrap the art and a bag of some sort. And then the last tip is have business cards on hand and put that in every bag too. And then also have business cards to hand out for people that aren't ready to buy. And again, I put a QR code on my card so it goes right to the website. The other thing that I do is people nowadays don't necessarily want to take cards, which is interesting. And so I suggest take a picture of my card because people are so used to their phones now, right? And it'll be in their phone forever. If they're like me, they never delete any photos. And whereas a card could get lost. So I also do that at a show too.
Yeah, that's a great tip. So what I love is that you talk about the follow-up with these customers, and this is genius. And you have 5 steps that you make sure you do for every customer. So empowered artists, let's listen up, because this is how you ensure your customers are happy and you're getting repeat business. So walk us through these 5 steps, Kristen.
Yeah. So you're packed up, you're on your way home. You need a day to recover. It is tiring. In the next days afterwards, go ahead and enter in all those emails. Enter in the emails of people that didn't buy from you, enter the emails from those that did. And then for those that did, send a thank you to anybody that bought art. You can send them an email, or if you did get their snail mail address, which I do, I've got thank you cards printed up as well. So I'll write them a thank you card, especially nowadays. That's such an anomaly when someone is actually physically writing a note to somebody.
It's such a lost art.
It's a long way. Yes. And then if you have, I end up having a lot of conversations with people that maybe they didn't buy, but they were going to go home and measure, or they had an idea for a commission. And so those people get special treatment and I follow up with them as well. It's like, hey, have you thought about that? Did you measure your space? Did you think about colors? Did you think about size? Whatever it is, follow up with them. And then the other thing I will do is I reflect on, hey, what worked at this show? If you try something new. And then also I have a show box, which we'll talk about maybe in another podcast, but it's basically your show purse with everything in it. It's like, oh, I need to add more stickers or more pens, or my receipt book was running low. So basically thinking about it and prepping for the next show. And then the other thing I do is I enter all of my sales into my QuickBooks. So I also have a spreadsheet too. So I enter all those in, because then I'll be ready, number one, for taxes, because I'll pay sales tax, but I'll also know, oh, I sold a lot of these. I need to make more of those. And then a lot of times I will get more inspiration at an art show because someone will make a comment about a piece of art and that'll spur a new idea for me. So I've walked away with many new ideas from doing the art show. And
I love that. There's nothing like actually adding everything up and looking at it on a spreadsheet, because you might have an emotional feeling from the art show. But when you put it all down on paper, you might see, oh, this is actually what was selling versus how I was feeling during the day. So if you had something that sold 5 times more than something else, then that's what you're going to create more of.
Yeah, exactly. And then get on with the next set of show applications. It's a year-long process. There's shows all year long, and you have to apply several months ahead of time. And we're going to talk about that more in another podcast, but just keep the momentum going.
I love that. Yeah. So Kristen and I have already decided that we are going to have a second episode for you guys, because I want to have you back, Kristen, to talk about how you master applying to art shows, how you're getting in. There are juried art shows. There are a lot of variety of art shows and which ones you target. I know you have a lot of advice for our listeners on your booth setup too.
Yes.
So we're going to have photos on YouTube of your beautiful booth setup. So I know a lot of you listen on Spotify and Apple, but come and listen on YouTube as well so that you can meet Kristen. You can see her art, you can see her face, and we'll show you her booth. But in the meantime, tell our listeners where they can check you out.
Yeah, I have a website, which is www.kristenhoard.com. So it's my name, but I'm also on Instagram. So that's just at Kristen Hoard. And I'm on Facebook too. So you're welcome to friend me.
We will link you in our show notes. And I just am so grateful you came to our podcast to share this wisdom with our listeners. So there you have it. 9 tips to kill it at an art show like our expert Kristen Hoard. And the 5 steps that you need to make sure you do when you leave that art show to follow up with your customers and get prepared for success at your next show. So Kristen, my love, my friend, thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you. It was awesome. We could do this all day, right?
We couldn't. In fact, we have that technical mountain that we climbed to get here. That was a very
we did it
treacherous mountain.
I think we lost some calories, so that was worth it.
I think so. See you next time.
All right. Thank you.
If you loved this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with another artist or share it on social media and tag me at Jenna Webb Art so I can personally thank you. To grow your art business right now, check out the free resources in the show notes or head directly to jennawebart.com. Thanks for listening, following, and dropping a 5-star written review. I am cheering you on every step of the way. I'll catch you right here next week.